Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Polling underway smoothly in 121 constituencies for first phase of Bihar Assembly elections. Over 42% voting recorded till 1 p.m. Campaigning for second phase heats up. NDA and Mahagathbandhan leaders store poll-bound constituencies. INS Ichak to be commissioned at Kochi Naval Base this afternoon. Israel says it will continue eliminating Hamas fighters and dismantling tunnels in areas of Gaza under its control. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. declares emergency after Typhoon Kalmeghi leaves 114 people dead and hundreds go missing. And in cricket, hosts Australia win the toss and elect to field first against India at Queensland in the fourth T20 international of the five-match series. Polling is progressing smoothly in 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts in the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections. 42.31% voter turnout has been recorded till 1 p.m. with the maximum turnout of 46.73% in Gopalganj district. Several prominent leaders, including JDU President and Chief Minister of Bihar Nitish Kumar, BJP leader and Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary, BJP leader and Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityananda Rai, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas Chief Chirag Paswan, and VIP Chief and Mahagathbandhan Deputy Chief Minister face Mukesh Sahani cast their votes. Voting is underway in Patna, Vaishali, Nalanda, Bhojpur, Munger, Saran, Sivan, Begusarai, Lakhisarai, Gopalganj, Muzaffarpur, Darbhanga, Madhepura and Seharsa. Polling started at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 in the evening. However, due to security reasons, voting will conclude at 5 p.m. in Simri, Bhaktiarpur, Mahishi, Tarapur, Munger, Jamalpur and in 56 polling booths of the Surya Garha Assembly segment. Elaborate security arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. For more updates now, we go over live to our correspondent, Dharminder Kumar Rai in Patna. Dharminder, how is the polling progressing in Bihar?
Abhishek, overall the polling process is underway peacefully and elaborate security arrangements have been made across the all 121 assembly segments, booths and paramilitary forces along with state police forces have been deployed. Some sporadic incidents have taken place, but overall the polling is underway peacefully. If we talk about polling turnout, Gopalganj has registered more than 47% voting, which is highest among all 18 districts. And if we talk about Begusarai and Lakhisarai, polling percentage recorded till 1 p.m., 46%. But in Patna, where 14 assembly segments are there, the performance of polling, it failed to increase the polling percentage. 38% polling was recorded in Patna till 1 p.m. If we talk about prominent faces which are contesting in this phase, our Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary, who is contesting from Tarapur Assembly segment, and another Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha is trying his luck from Lakhisarai constituency, and Mahagathbandhan Chief Ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav is contesting from Raghopur constituency, and his elder brother Tej Pratap Yadav is contesting from Mahua constituency in Vaishali district. 16 cabinet ministers are trying their luck in this first phase of election Bihar, and several former speakers of Bihar Assembly are also in fray. In Siwan district, former Sahabuddin, MP Sahabuddin son, Osama Sahab is contesting from Raghunathpur constituency.
Okay, thank you.
And
thank
former speaker
Dharminder.
Of Bihar Vidhan.
Hello. Thank you, Dharminder. Thank you, Dharminder, for that live update. We now go over to our correspondent, Saklan Akhtar, who is in Hajipur, for more updates. Saklan, what enthusiasm are you witnessing in Hajipur among the voters?
Abhishek, we are right now reporting from a polling center in Hajipur Assembly constituency. Hajipur is one of the 8 seats in Vaishali district. Since early morning, polling is being done in a peaceful manner. Voters are also reaching polling station in large numbers to cast their votes. People across all age groups, from young first-time voters to senior citizens, are casting their votes. As per the Election Commission, polling in Hajipur has so far recorded around 40%, and voting will continue till 6 p.m. While moving around different booths, we came across a very touching moment this noon. While an elderly woman who could barely stand arrived at a polling station holding her son's hand so she could just cast her vote. Moments like these truly reflect the spirit of democracy and the commitment of the people here in the country's democracy. If we talk about the voters on this seat, over 3.3 lakh voters are eligible to cast their votes. And if we talk about the candidates, 12 candidates are in fray from Hajipur. Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Saklan, for that very comprehensive live update. Well, moving on, 16 delegates of 7 countries witnessed the poll arrangements made for the Bihar Assembly election by the Election Commission of India, ECI. The visit of these delegations from Indonesia, Colombia, Philippines, France, Belgium, South Africa and Thailand is facilitated under the International Electors Visitor Program of ECI. A delegation from Thailand visiting a polling booth in Patna. The Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar today dismissed the Rashtriya Janata Dal's RJD's allegations of deliberate power cuts at certain polling stations during the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections. The Chief Electoral Officer termed the claims completely baseless and misleading. Meanwhile, campaigning for the second phase has picked up pace. Leaders of the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan are engaged in campaigning in support of the candidates. Addressing a rally in Araria, Bihar, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today accused RJD for lawlessness and lack of development in Bihar during his tenure.
Bihar mein Jangal Raj ki sarkar 1990 se lekar 2005 tak 15 saal Bihar ko tabah kar diya. Sarkar chalane ke naam par tab sirf aapko loota gaya. 15 साल के जंगल राज में बिहार में कितने एक्सप्रेसवे बने जीरो जीरो मतलब शून्य नील बटे सन्नाटा.
Later, the Prime Minister also addressed a rally in Bhagalpur. Union Minister Amit Shah will be in West Champaran, East Champaran and Madhubani districts today, while Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will be in East Champaran and Sitamarhi districts. Chief Ministerial Candidate of the Mahagathbandhan, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, is scheduled to address 18 election rallies today, covering Madhubani, Supaul, Kishanganj, Katihar and Purnia districts. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Indian Navy will formally commission the Ikshak ship into the service at the naval base in Kochi today. The commissioning ceremony will be held in the presence of Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. The Minister of Defence said the vessel is designed to undertake full-scale coastal and deep-water hydrographic service of ports, harbours and navigational channels. The data generated will be vital for ensuring safe navigation at sea, strengthening India's maritime safety framework. In a step to strengthen people-to-people ties between India and Mauritius, Indian naval ship INS Savitri today hosted visitors during its port call at the Mauritius capital, Port Louis, showcasing the operational capabilities, cutting-edge technology and rich heritage of the Indian Navy. During a port call at the Port Louis, Mauritius INS Savitri welcomed visitors on board. The initiative offered a unique opportunity to showcase the operational capabilities, technological advancements and rich traditions of the Indian Navy. An Indian delegation led by Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh today visited key Israeli defence companies in Israel to explore avenues for co-production and co-development. The Defence Ministry said in a social media post that visit is aimed at strengthening existing partnerships and advancing the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz has said that the army would continue to eliminate Hamas operatives and destroy the tunnels within the Israeli-controlled areas of Gaza without any limitation. His comments came amid reports that the U.S. is urging Israel to allow Hamas terrorists trapped in Rafah to return to areas of the strip still under the group's control. Katz said Israel's objective remains to disarm Hamas and demilitarize Gaza alongside recovering the bodies of fallen hostages. U.S. will reduce flight operations by 10% at 40 major airports beginning tomorrow. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said yesterday, citing mounting strain on air traffic control operations as the government shutdown entered its 36th day. The move, described as a precautionary measure, is expected to affect between 3,500 and 4,000 flights daily, including commercial and cargo operations. Officials did not immediately specify which airports will be subject to reductions, though further details are expected today. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. declared a state of emergency today after Typhoon Kalmegi left at least 114 people dead and hundreds missing in the central provinces in the deadliest natural disaster to hit the country this year. The deaths were mostly from drowning in flash floods, and 127 people were still missing, many in the hard-hit central province of Cebu. The tropical cyclone blew out of the archipelago yesterday into the South China Sea. The typhoon's onslaught affected nearly 2 million people and displaced more than 560,000 villagers, including nearly 450,000 who were evacuated to emergency shelters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hosted the champions of the Women's World Cup at his residence at the Lok Kalyan Marg yesterday. Mr. Modi congratulated the women cricket team on the victory and praised the remarkable comeback in the tournament after a string of three defeats.
सचमुच में आप लोगों ने बहुत बड़ा काम किया है और भारत में क्रिकेट एक खेल नहीं है एक प्रकार से भारत के लोगों की जिंदगी बन गया है क्रिकेट में अच्छा होता है तो भारत अच्छा फील करता है और क्रिकेट में थोड़ा सा भी इधर हो गया तो पूरा भारत हिल जाता है
Prime Minister also urged the players to take forward the message of Fit India, especially for girls across the country. During the meeting, Captain Harmanpreet Kaur recalled meeting Mr. Modi in 2017 when they had met him without the trophy.
I remember the last time when we met you in 2017, we could not get the trophy. But this is a matter of pride for us that this time we have become the world champions. You have enhanced our joy and we are really honored to meet you.
Deepti Sharma recalled a 2017 meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi when the Prime Minister advised to keep working hard.
I remember the last time when we met you in 2017. You had given us advice that a player is one who learned from his failures. Your words gave me strength to focus and grounded through challenges.
In the fourth T20 International between India and Australia, the hosts have won the toss and opted to field first at Carrera Oval in Queensland. India were 45 for no loss in 5.5 overs when reports last came in, with the five-match series level at 1-1. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading mixed in afternoon trade today. The Sensex gained 40 points to 83,499, while the Nifty lost 26 points to 25,571 when reports last came in. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was trading in the negative territory. The International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUCN, recently rated Kanchenjunga National Park as a good in its latest global review of natural world heritage sites. It is the only Indian park to receive this rating, while other important areas like the Western Ghats and Sundarbans are facing serious concerns. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Polling underway smoothly in 121 constituencies for first phase of Bihar Assembly elections. Over 42% voting recorded till 1 p.m. Campaigning for second phase heats up. NDA and Mahagathbandhan leaders tour poll-bound constituency. INS Ikshak to be commissioned at Kochi Naval Base this afternoon. Israel says it will continue eliminating Hamas fighters and dismantling tunnels in areas of Gaza under its control. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. declares emergency after Typhoon Kalmegi leaves 114 people dead and hundreds go missing. And in cricket, hosts Australia win the toss and elect to field first against India at Queensland in the fourth T20 International of the five-match series. And with that, we end the Midday News.